Hello.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Bijana Pandava Giri Vardhari Bijana Pandava Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jana Vallava Giri Vardhari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Vardhari Jana Vallava Giri Vardhari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava गोविंद बिहारी गोपी जन बंदा गिरी बधारी गोपी जन बंदा गिरी बधारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुन तीरा वनचारी यमुन तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जन बंदी जन जन जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा राधे 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 जय श्री राधे राधे कृष्ण कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Bhagavatam ki Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the third canto of Bhagavatam, Bhagavan Kapila Muni's Shiksha on Bhakti Yoga Mahima, the glories of devotional service, verse 17.
Yes.
Tada purusha atmanam kevala prakrite param nirantaram svayam jyotir animanam akhanditam. Bhagavan Radhaparta Sarti ki. Bhagavan Sri Ramachandra Sita Devi ki. Dai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Vo. Jai Sri Ram. Translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada. At that time, this is a sequence or a sequel to the previous verse. Yesterday we discussed, because it's saying tada at that time, well, the question is, well, what time? That time was mentioned in the previous verse. Shud man. At that time, comma, when the jiva's mind becomes pure, brackets, pure or shud, shudman, when the jiva's mind becomes pure, we discussed this yesterday, this is a review. A pure mind means one who's free from false identity. And he's free from the idea, aham, I am this body, and mama, this body is mine, this world is mine, these relatives and friends are all part of me and they're mine. And his abhiman, his mentality is because I am this body, he has the abhiman of being the bhokta, the enjoyer. Ishvara aham bhogi, aham bhogi, I am the bhogi. Aham karta, I am the doer. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Aham Ishvara, I am the controller. You are my wife, you have to do what I say. You are my employee. You're working for me, you have to do what I say because I'm the CEO. Oh. Oh. Excuse me. CEO, ABC, XYZ. That was discussed yesterday. So when one gets free from that and realizes his true identity, which we'll discuss today, which is discussed in the purport. So when that's accomplished, in other words, when one gets free from Atma Rog, there's Deha Rog, Sharia Rog, which means disease. When the soul is infected, the Atma is infected by so many different kinds of diseases. All the attachments that we have are diseases. Country disease, family disease, body disease, false identity, aham Punjabi, aham Gujarati, where's that wallet? Aham Americano, Yankee Doodle, aham Ruski, Ekdam Bill Cool Ruski. That's me. It's really aham mama. I am this. Aham Punjabi, mama Punjabi. I am Punjabi. Punjab is mine. My food is Punjabi food. My people are Punjabis. My dancing is Punjabi dance style. You saw me in the wedding party? Yes. You're ekdam fully identified with illusion. Maya. So when one is free from that, then Kapila, Bhagavan Kapila is telling us, at that time, if all those diseases are cured and there is no relapse and don't fall to them again, then what will happen? What will we experience? What new dimension of perception? What new level of reality? We will experience the Atma Jyoti. The Atma Jyoti. Swayam Jyoti. Your own. Swayam means mine, not my wife. My Jyoti. It's not the name of your wife either. Oh, my Jyoti. You have your Jyoti, but that's Maya Jyoti. I'm talking about Swayam Jyoti. Krishna's two, Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna has Tej, Jyoti, effulgence, Prabhav. And we are Mameyavam Sho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. We are Amsha, Mama Amsha. Krishna says, hey, listen, Jack, you're not the body, you're part of me, you're not part of Punjab. Mama Amsha, it doesn't say Punjab Amsha. Punjab Amsho. There's a verse like that in Bhagavad Gita? No. Definitely not. Absolutely zero. Or as you would say in India, Zed. Zed means dead. Katam Hogya. Vaikuntha Prapti, Golok Prapti. So we, Krishna, is saying, listen, this is what I have to say in the Bhagavad Gita. Mameyavamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manaksha manakshastrani indrani prakriti stani karshati prakriti stani karshati. You're placed, you're situated, your stan is Delhi stan, Rajasthan, Punjab stan. This is your place. Prakriti shtani karshati. And what are you doing there in Delhi and Rajasthan? Karshan. Struggling, pushing and pulling, pushing and pulling. Gravity, karshan. Karshati means force. Karshati means attractive force, which means pushing. Something's pushing me to that beautiful girl. But my wife is pulling me the other direction. This is a problem. This is karshati. Pushing and pulling. My senses are pushing me to be nonsense, be foolish. But my guru Agya, my guru sitting on my head is saying, hey, stupid, Kahangaya, where are you going? Where are you going? Oh, yeah. So our senses are pushing outward. Very powerfully, vegam, vacho vegam, manasakrota vegam, jiva vegam, udara pashta vegam. Forceful urge, heavy demand. Oh, yikes. I am really itching. I don't mean because I have a rash. I mean because I'm lusty. Yes? Every young man knows. And every old man knows. Hey, wait a minute. It doesn't stop. It never stops until we get Shudhaman. Chaito Darpanam Marjanam. Chaito Darpanam Marjanam. We must have some Safai program. Mana Safai, Poncho. I think Poncho or something. Safai, Poncho. And we do Poncho. Poncho means cleaning or something. Poncho. So we do poncha with a pancha. How do you do poncha? Poncha, mana poncha. How do we do man safai, clean the mind, with pancha? What is that pancha? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kora More Toma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Toma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare. Oh Mahaprabhu, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your Dayal Nitai, Dayal Gaur, Dayal Garanga, Karuna Garanga. If you are not merciful to me, then I am stuck in the Jagat Samsara. The revolving wheel samsara chakra, which is grinding everything to a halt. Everyone and every plan and every romance and every relation and every grand construction is ground to a halt by the crushing force of Kal. Kalasmi, I am that time factor. Ha ha! You don't believe in me? You don't believe in God? You will not do Bhagavan Sharanagati? You will not surrender? Hey, I don't believe in God. Money is God. I buy whatever I want. I control whomever I want. Don't you know who I am? I am industry in charge. So Krishna says, okay, all right. Very fine. Play your game. Enjoy yourself. Here, have a long leash. Take a long rope and run with it. Run with your rope of illusion. Dhamma Maya. But, my dear friend, your rope will come to its end, and then I will say, Mrityu Sarva Harash Chaham. Aham, I will appear before you with a smile on my face. Remember me? You never believed in God, but do you believe in death? Anyone doesn't believe in death? And so then Krishna says, guess what? In the Bhagavad Gita, if you ever read it, because you didn't, because you're a Pashandi, you're an atheist and a Gnostic, and you're a boozer, and a womanizer, and a roller, and a rocker, so you don't care about the Gita. But there I say that for the non-believers, for those that are rocking on, rock on, oh rock, she rocks. Oh. He, oh man, this guy, whew, he rocks. So Krishna says, I come as death, Mrityu. Aham, I am that death, Sarvaharash, and I take away everything. Lock, stock, and barrel. American expression. In other words, everything. Sarvaharash, house, home, body, friends, everything. That's the sad climax of a life of illusion. We laugh throughout our life and we cry at the time of death. But devotees cry throughout their life. A bhakta, Krishna bhakta, he cries throughout his life. Oh, why are you devotees always so sad? One newspaper reporter, he asked in Los Angeles, he said, I took a picture of your Guru Maharaj. He looks so sad. He looks so sad in the picture because he doesn't have a plastic smile painted on his lips. Hello. Are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. Are you fine? Hi. Bye. It's all fake. Bluffing. Crying on the inside, artificial hasya on the outside. Nakli hasya. Is that right? Nakli. Ekdam nakli hasya. Hi. Hi, it's nice to see you. How are you? I'm fine, but you know I'm dying of cancer. But I won't tell you. How are you? Oh, I'm really fine, but my wife divorced me, but I'm afraid to tell anybody. The materialist, a non-devotee, cries throughout his... I mean, he's laughing. All right, party's on, man. Let's all right. Get down. We're gonna groove tonight. We're gonna roll, rock, jump, shout, kick our legs, woo! Midnight, 1, 2, let it go. Can offer Johnny Walker to the rising sun. When the sun rises in the morning, you take your bottle of Johnny Walker and do tarpan. Oh, Bhagavan, hey, that's right. Hey, Bhagavan. Om Bhurbhuvaksva Tatsavitubhanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimihi Diyo Yonam Prachodayat Jai Ho Sri Bhagavad. Hi, bro. Well, I guess it's time to go to sleep now because the sun has risen and, you know, party's over. So. So everybody laughs, ha ha ha, and they have laughing clubs, and they go to the park, Deer Park, and this park, and that park, and Juhu Beach, I saw them, ha ha ha, ho ho ho, ha ha ha. You're gonna die. That, now the joke is on you. Laugh, laugh, laugh. But there's nothing to laugh about if anybody has half a brain. Everywhere on all sides, on all planes, in every country, every place. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. We simply see the miseries of existence. So that, why? Let me finish this one point because you may be confused. So I was making a comparison here. The materialist, the Pashandi, the Vishayi Jana, the atheist, the hedonist and the atheist. I was comparing him on one side with the Bhakta, Ram Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, Vishnu Bhakta, the devotee, the Bhakta, the Priya Bhakta, who loves the Lord, he serves the Lord, he remembers the Lord. He tries to do godly, divine activities and live his life based on Shastra, Yama, Niyama, Nisheda. He lives a controlled life dedicated to God and performing all his dharmic duties to family, country, other living entities. But his primary activity in life is Seva, Bhagavan Seva. Not neglecting anything, doing everything, but his focus in life is mukti. Dharm, art, kam, moksha. But now everybody's blind, everybody stops at kam. Dharm, art, money, wealth, advantage, position. I've got art, now enjoy, kam. Moksha, that's when you're old, you know, 90 years old, you can't do anything. What if 90 years old doesn't come? Live and let live, whatever, you know, Haribol. Okay, fool, go. Pagal, murk, go your way. Stay here, enjoy yourself. So he's laughing, oh, you're going to the party? Yeah, party, party hardy. Say party hardy. Hardy means enthusiastically, ulas. So he laughs and he's like jokes and this, that, and he reads the funny papers, the comics, the funny papers. And then at the time of death, wait a minute. He starts lamenting, he starts getting fearful. I have to leave this body, and this feels painful. And then he starts reaching out, wife, husband, money, this, that, and everything's empty. It's like straws trying to save it's like a drowning man trying to save himself. He's drowning in the middle of the ocean, and he sees a piece of straw, a piece of dry wheat stalk, or gehun, suka gehun, floating on a, that'll save me. And he grabs the straw, blah, 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 blah. Finished. So grabbing at a wife, or name, fame, position, friends, society at the time of death is like taking shelter of a piece of straw when you're drowning in the ocean. It's foolish, stupid, ridiculous. Because when people get frightened, they become stupid. They freeze. Fear freezes your motherboard. Fear freezes your motherboard. Your brain dysfunctions when you're fearful. Then we don't know whether to fight or flee. And so all throughout the animal kingdom, the deer is walking along and it's running, jumping, all of a sudden it sees a lion, Singha. And for that moment, for a few moments, he freezes because of fear. He becomes short-circuited. He blows a fuse. Lion, predator, my death. Should I run? Should I stand still? Should I pray to Krishna? Oh Bhagavan, Tavakara Kamala Varena Kama Bhuta String. This is the deer facing death, he freezes. So human beings do the same thing. They go crazy. Then people say, relax, you're going to heaven, just smile, relax, it's nice. You get a pair of wings, don't worry, you're going to get a pair of wings, and they're going to give you one harp. You can play harp, ting, 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 ding, 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 fly around eternally. This is the Christian idea. Become a Gandharva. Gandharvas have wings. Manush Rup, and they have patang or wings or whatever you call them. So devotees cry, the materialist laughs all life, false nakli hasya, then he dies crying. Asli Rona or whatever you call it, crying, Rona, what? Asli, Ekdam Bilkul, 100% real, genuine crying in fear of death. People die, most people die not with smiles on their face, with grimaces of pain, frowns and grimaces and furrows in their brow, and even sometimes they're clutching the bed, and their fists are like, out of fear, they're just holding on, like, and they die with rigor mortis. Rigor mortis, mortem means rig, means that their body is stiff as a board. Yama, do this. Devotees cry. Ram Bhaktas, Vishnu Bhaktas, Krishna Bhaktas, they cry. Why? Because if you love someone, you really love someone, and you're separated from that person, then that viraha, that bhav, that inner sentiment, which is saturating your heart, which is suffusing your consciousness, that deep attachment, love and affection you have for that beloved, in the absence of that beloved, you feel some pain in your heart. And you're searching for some relief in the field of your mind and consciousness. Oh, my beloved, I'm missing them, her, he, whatever. And that creates a fire, a viraha agni. Viraha, someone stay. Viraha, this is Sanskrit. Vipralamba, viraha. It creates a fire of a burning fire of separation. And in the Srishti Tattva, in the Shastras where they describe Srishti Tattva, the knowledge and science of material creation, it's called Srishti Tattva, they describe how it all began. And how this course is not a matter of beginning, actually, but it's eternally existing. But for our reference point, because we are causal entities. We are living in a causal plane. So everything has, the karana, this is the karana, the plane of cause, the platform, plane, I don't mean this kind of plane. Plane means the level, the platform of cause, causal. Every effect has a cause, karana. What's effect? Karan means cause. What is effect? What's the word? Influence, effect. Prabhav. Many words. It means influence, effect. So we have karan and prabhav. Yes? The cause and the effect. So we have that, everything that we have, that's the whole law of physics. What goes up? Law of physics. What goes up? Comes down. Conservation of energy. So devotees, they feel this fire. So when it describes creation, it says, from ether comes air. Kam produces vayu, or vata. And from vayu comes agni, fire. And fire creates pani. Fire creates water. You follow? This is in creation, Srishti Tattva. You have to read. You can read in third canto all the nuances and details of how it works. Under the guidance of Vishnu and all his energies and Pradhan and Prakriti and all these things. This Srishti Tattva, the science of creation. So this is a fact that fire produces water. Although they're natural enemies, the father of fire is water. But water destroys your father. If there's a fire, you put water on it, it puts it out. Very interesting when you think of it personally. The daughter of fire or the son of fire is water. Do you agree? It's a very hot summer. It's burning. It's roasting. Anyone argues that point? 45 degrees? Are you all in Delhi? Yes? Is it roasting and scorchingly hot? So what comes after the hot season? We hope. We pray. If enough of you are chanting Hare Krishna and enough of you are performing the Kali Yuga Yajna, which is chanting Hare Krishna, then hopefully Krishna will be satisfied with our performance of Nam Yajna, Sankirtan Yajna, and he will give us the rainy season, Barish. The rain will come, Barish Ritu. So that's obvious proof that it's not that rain after the rainy season, the hot season. Of course, India is always hot. So the crying, this devotees are burning in the fire of separation, and that intense fire is burning their minds. Oh, when will I meet my lover? Where will I see my beloved? When would my beloved call me or give some indication to me of their presence or somehow manifest? When will my lover manifest in my dreams or in a spurti or a vision? Or what to speak of sakshat directly? When will my lover come back? That type of separation and that type of heat, it's followed by water. Virha Agni is caused by Prem Ashru. Prem Ashru, Bhav Ashru, the tears of love, the tears of sentiment, and we cry. Therefore, this is all a logical progression if you're listening attentively. This is all an explanation why Krishna Bhaktis cry their whole lives. Materialists, Vishayi, Jani, Pashandis, they laugh and cry at death. We cry, and at death we laugh and we smile. I've seen so many devotees dying. I have 5,000 God brothers and God sisters. I think 3,000 are already gone.
Obituary?
Obituary list of Prabhupada is long. And I was reading and I started crying. I said, oh, he's not here and he's not here. I don't look at it. Forget about it. I gave you bad news. It's long. It's not 20. It's not 100. It's long. And they're all knocking off, 50, 60 years old. Boom, finished. Because Krishna wants them to go back. That's another point. Don't lose the point. Anyway, everybody has to die. So the devotees are crying for Krishna in this. So as the lover is crying in separation for their lover, the Ram Bhaktas, Krishna Bhaktas, they're crying, they're feeling, because when one becomes attached to Krishna, and Krishna is mine, the Mama is my Krishna, my Lord, my friend, my beloved, my Priyatam. Priya Priyatam, Radhesham. When a devotee becomes attached, he has Ram Rati, attachment. Asakti, he has Asakti, Ram Asakti, Krishna Asakti, Radha Asakti, Vishnu. He's attached. His Ishta is his everything. So he feels separation. And he feels some solace and comfort when he comes and sees the Archamurti representation of his beloved. He feels somewhat pacified and cooled down. But as he advances more and more, the fire of separation, as the days pass, your lover says, I'm going to England, I'll come back in a month or two. Then 2 months pass, no sign, no, oh, where is she? 3 months, then your separation grows more. As a devotee advances, his mood of separation increases. So he starts crying, oh, Krishna Kahan, Milgai, when will we meet? Milan or whatever, when will we meet? Please show yourself to me, somehow, in your holy name, in your murti, in my mind, in a dream, somehow, and through your energy, somehow embrace me. Let me feel your hand on my head or your embrace or somehow your guidance. I'm feeling, where are you? Where are you? Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suna Kutaha, Sri Govardhana Kapa Pada Patale, Vanye Kalindi Kutaha, Goshanta Viti Sarvito Braja Puri Ke Dharma Mahavivalo, Mahavivalo. Vival. Vival means trembling, anxiety, separation. Mahavivalo. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Goho Sri Jiva Gopala Goho Sad Goswami Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. So in the Ashtak, and the Ashtakam, which is glorifying their charita and their achar, their life and their behavior and their shiksha, their teachings, there's an Ashtakam in Sanskrit. It's telling that they were wandering everywhere over Braj Mandal, Chirasi Kosh, Vrindavan Dham Ki, Shidam Vrindavan Dham Ki. They're wandering everywhere. Hey Radhe, hey Shyam, hey Krishna, where are you? I'm looking for you. Hey Ram, hey Vishnu, hey Ishtadev. Mere Ishtadev Kahan. Oh, are you? You have Leela and Jamuna. I'm coming to the Kalindi, Jamuna. Are you here? And so much utkantita, so much eagerness. Separation, eagerness go hand in hand. Viraha in utkantita. Viraha bhav and utkantita bhav. Utkantita. Extended neck. Because your mind is so much eager and yearning to meet and anxious to see and feel and meet the beloved. Utkantita bhav. These are the type of emotions that move in the heart of the Vaishnava. So he cries. He cries when he chants japa. He's crying for his Lord. Back to that story, I didn't finish, I left it hanging because I'm just kind of, this is just a coming as is coming. When the reporter asked the disciples, because I told this story but I didn't conclude it, they said, Prabhupada, your Prabhupada, we took his photo and put it in the East Village Other, EVO, and he looked so sad, your Gurudev looked so sad, he wasn't high. Oh, Swamiji, you want to take your picture? Okay. He said, okay, take my picture. Not showing any teeth, very grave, dear. Guru means heavy. Because he's absorbed in Krishna's thought, Krishna's chintana. He's thinking of Krishna's Naam Rup Gun Leela. He's looking, oh, the reporter, he's taking my picture. Oh, and he sees, Prabhupada looks at the clock. Oh, it's 11 o'clock. Acha, Radharani is in Radhakund. So his mind is there, his mind is always in Leela. He's not sitting, he himself says in Path of Perfection, don't think I'm sitting in a New York City apartment. I'm not in Second Avenue. I am always in Vrindavan. Vishayi chariya kave shuddha have man kabe ha maharabo Sri Vrindavan dham. Prabhupada is always in Vrindavan. They asked Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, the reporter asked us a question, why does your Gurudev look so sad? He looks forlorn. He looks forlorn and very unhappy, maybe disturbed or anxious about some bereavement or grief or loss of a dear one or a near one. So they asked Prabhupada, he said, why? And Prabhupada laughed. He said, the material, you don't understand. Although I may look sad on the outside, I am relishing the topmost ecstasy of transcendental bliss within my heart. Srila Prabhupada ki. So outside, the devotees are crying. Whoa, because everyone's faking it. Everyone's doing an act. Everyone in the material world is an ekdam badiya, badiya actor. Everyone is doing it a bluff. Everyone's bluffing each other. Oh, I'm happy. Everyone's bluffing each other. I'm happy. Are you happy? Yeah, sure. I mean, if you're brainwashed and think you're happy, I guess I'm brainwashed and think I'm hypnotized by the illusion of Maya to think I'm happy. So everyone's smiling, but devotees, they're a little sad because I am Krishna's servant. My body is transcendental. My body, the Hamma Meti, because this I want to discuss the other verse, because I was unfinished in my mind from yesterday. Yesterday's verse was, Aham Mama, Aham Mam Abhiman Ute, Kama Lob. He says that, so there was talking about Aham, so The devotee is thinking, my body, my home is my aham mama. Everyone thinks I am Punjabi. This is, I am Punjabi, I am man, I am woman. And then what is his mama? His mamata? His ahamta and mamata. Ahamta, the suffix ta in Sanskrit, I don't know, I just know a few points. But the suffix ta means the tendency or the condition of. Ahamta means the tendency to be absorbed in I. Ahamta, the tendency, the proclivity, the inclination. In other words, you're absorbed in it. There's ahamta and mamta, or mamatwa. That I am this, whatever, fill in the blanket, blank. I am boss, I am this, I am fashion designer, I am model, I am pretty, I am young. And then mama, mamata, mine. This is my body. Maya, my body means Maya. M-Y, you're saying my, this is M-Y, mama, my body. I'm saying it is Maya. You spell M-Y, I say your spelling is not very good. This is an English word and you're an Indian, you don't know English spelling. It's not M-Y, it's M, you forgot two very important letters. And Krishna says in Gita, this is Akshar. Akshar? He says, Aksharaham. He says, of all the Akshar, of all the syllables or letters, it says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the letter A. Because the whole alphabet, all language is based on the Akshar, A. This is a fact, A. So, you're spelling M-Y, I think, you stupid. It should be, you forgot two A's. M-A-Y-A. That's who you are. You're Maya Devi. Hi, Brahmachari. Don't I look cute? You're so strong. Why waste your life in celibacy when you can sit down and enjoy with me? Ah, yes, very good proposal. So mama, aham mama, my body, my deli, my home. Like sometimes some people, some devotees, they come to visit us in Vrindavan, in Radhakund. And they say, oh Maharaj, this nice Harikata, Kirtan, Tirtha Snan, Giriraj Parikrama, Mahaprasad. Okay, but we have to go home. We have to go back to my, I have to go back to my home. Acha, home? My home, what is my home? No, my home is Rajori Gardens. My home is Friends Colony. And I'm one of those friendly people from Friends Colony. Nandagram, far as I know, Friends Colony is Nandagram. That's where Krishna lives with all his sukkas. His sukkas are his friends. I never heard of a second Friends Colony. Friends Colony, that's where all the sukkas live. That's in Nandagram. Nandagram ki jai. So this is wrong. This is the wrong idea. Mama. But devotees think, I am Krishna Das. I am spiritual. As I mentioned the other day, this word aham is in the verse. There's maybe five or six levels of realization of aham. First we told what is the wrong, which is not a realization. The all-pervading misconception which everyone operates out of, which everyone fully believes in, all the way down to the, all people believe in this all the way down to the bone marrow. That's the false, the nakli aham, that I am Indian. So this is the extent. But devotees think, I The five levels. So the first level of a hum. What is the first level of hum? The first level of hum is I am spirit soul. That's level one. Like black belt karate, right? Level one. Taekwondo. Kung Fu. Level one is that's a big one. That's a big realization. That's awesome. Colossal. It takes thousands of lifetimes. Sahasra Janam to come to that Vigyan, Atma Tattva Vigyan, to realize I am aham. What is that in the Vedanta Sutra? It is aham brahmasmi. But some people stop there and say, that's fine, I'll stop there, I'm happy, I don't want anything more. Okay, fine. Brahmasayujamukti bhavatu. Your destiny is Brahma Sayuja, merge in the Brahman, be happy. Aham Brahmasmi, I am that Brahman. Okay, fine. But a higher, more developed and expanded understanding and realization is I am spirit soul, but I am eternal. That's the third level. And then second level. Then the third level is this is really high. This is really high. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschim mam veti tattvataha. Krishna is telling Arjuna, ye tattva, this tattva, this truth is sudurlabha. Sudurlabha tattva. Very difficult to understand and very rarely conceived of and believed in and perceived. This tattva. Manushanam sahasreshu. Out of thousands and thousands of Punjabis, millions of Americans, they don't realize this point. Not even step one, that I am spirit soul. Not even step two, level two realization, I am eternal. And step three, forget it. And this is the third level realization of aham. Mamevamsho jivaloke mama amsha. I, that eternal spiritual particle, is the anti-material particle of suffused with consciousness and an awareness and a sense of eternality and an inner drive and demand and calling for permanency and for bliss and happiness and awareness, that thrust within me, that search for eternity and search for understanding and knowing everything and joy, the ultimate anand, which means I am aware. When I realize that I am a spirit soul, I realize that I'm a soul, I'm just an amorphous blob of Brahman, aham brahmasmi. But more we find is that I am eternal. Sat. Jiva Sat. Jiva is Sat. Eternal. Then the third level is I am part and parcel of, and within my heart there is God, the Paramatma, Antaryami. He's guiding me and maintaining me and controlling all my bodily functions. I am part and parcel of Him. I read in the Gita that I am part of Him. This is the third realization. And that I being part and parcel of God, because God is Satchitananda, I am also Satchitananda. This solves the riddle. This solves the riddle. If you know what riddle is. The puzzle. The puzzle. I have been mystified life after life by three points. There are three points, three facets of reality that have always mystified me and attracted my intelligence. With a half a brain, every single human being would have this idea of these three points. They come to understand, wait a minute. I have three basic drives. What are my three basic drives? One is, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I want permanency. Do you know what permanency means? Permanency. Permanent. I want nityam. I want to live forever. Does everyone agree? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. So that's one, that's universal. That's the universal thrust or urge of every human being to have this idea or thought at least once, if not all the time. Second point is, I want to know the desire, the primordial desire, the thirst for knowledge, curiosity. Daddy! Yes, Lala? Oh, Beta? Huh? Kya chahiye? Daddy, ek prashna hai. Daddy, suno. Ye, this is hawa. Why is the sky blue? There's a question. Why is the sky blue? Why can't it be red, green, yellow? And father says, water droplets of vapor, and it's reflected through the prism effect of the sun rays, and that's creating a rainbow effect, but the primary pattern of light coming from the sun is bringing this blue color from those water droplets, and therefore the sky is blue. Probably your father couldn't answer that way, unless he was a scientist. That's what the scientists say. But at any rate, curiosity, the desire for knowledge. Does anyone not have that? Everyone has it. Desire. It comes from the core of our existence. It comes from the very core of every single human being. Desire to know and desire to exist eternally. Now what's the third thing that's universal? Every country crosses all barriers of race, creed, color, desh, etc. The desire to be happy. Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes! Every single thing we're doing, the bottom line is happiness. Analyze your life. So that means I want to live forever. I want to know what's going on as much as possible. And I want to be happy. Why? Why does every human being, every soul stuffed in the human body have these questions, have these drives and pushings? Why? Because this is our Atma Swabhav. This is the nature, the essential nature of every living entity. Every living entity, the Jiva. Because he is made of Sat Chit Ananda. Therefore, the third level of realizing aham is that first is I'm a spirit soul, I'm eternal. The third level is I'm part and parcel of the Supreme Satchitananda Vigraha, God. Mamaivam cho jiva loke, I'm an amsha. Mama, Krishna's telling Arjuna, Mama, you're my amsha. I am part of Krishna. So I have an eternal, blissful, fully cognizant and aware identity. That's really me. Now the next point is, the fourth level of realization of aham is that form of Bhagavan, God within my heart, Paramatma, Antaryami, Chaturbhuj Narayan, Vishnu, Chaita Guru, that form, he has another expression or even higher manifestation known as Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. So the third level of realization is that the Lord is in my heart. God is in my heart. And I am part and parcel of God. Now the fourth realization is that Paramatma has another form as Bhagavan. A person. A spiritual transcendental person with an unlimited body made of Satchitananda Vigraha. And I am part of that person. That person. I'm not just part of the super soul. But I am part of that person. That's the fourth level of realization. The fifth level of realization is that Bhagavan Sri Krishna, I have an individual loving relationship with him in a rasa. Sakiras, dasiras, vatsalya, madur, madurya. With that Bhagavan, with that Ramchandra, with that Vishnu, with that Krishna. And then, sixth. The sixth level of realization is after one is cultivating the understanding that I have this individual relationship, one actually realizes his true ahamta. Ahamta. Not that I am Punjabi. Aham. I am a Parya Dasi of Srimati Radharani. Because our parampara, my guru, and my guru's guru, and my param guru, and my para guru, they are all Parya Dasis of Radharani. What does that mean? That means they are tenderly protected, loving maid servants of Srimati Radharani. That is aham. I am that. That is my siddha deha, my swarup, the real eternal form of the atma, the jiva. And mama, my home is Vrindavan. My lover is Krishna. I love Krishna. This is the identity, the hum and mama of a devotee. You say, my home is Delhi. I say, my home is Vrindavan. You say, this is my parivar. This is my parivar, my relatives. I say, very nice, dandavats. I say, my parivar is called Achyuta parivar. My parivar is Ram parivar. My parivar is Radha parivar. That is my family, the family of Radha, the Sakigan. And my friends, who are my friends? All bunch of Delhi people? No, my friends are the Lita Saki, and Vishaka Saki, and Rupa Manjari, and Rati Manjari, and my Guru Saki, and my Param Guru Saki. These are my friends, my home, mama, my friends, my home. And what is my engagement? My engagement is the eternal servant of Srimati Radharani. I have a particular seva that I render there in my eternal Satchitananda Vigraha. This is the real aham and the real mama. This is the final, the sixth realization of aham. All these other ideas are misconceptions, they're products of maya. So when one meets guru and one takes diksha mantra and Hare Krishna mantra, then he begins to have these levels of realization. He will get these six stages of realization of ahamta. And this is the teachings of Kapila Muni in yesterday's verse, which we're continuing. This is beautiful. And we aham mama, aham and mama, mamata. It's part of our nature to be attached. It's part of our nature to be possessive. Attachment means possessiveness. Mamata means possessiveness. My wife. You meet people, it's amazing when someone, I said, oh, you meet some woman, and she said, who is this? This is, and the way they say my, you can understand how much they are attached. Say, that's my husband. Who is this? And the wife says, that's my husband. And someone says, who is this? This is my husband. There's so much between the lines when someone says, like someone says, oh, I love you. You mean someone, oh, I love you. But if someone who really loves you, they don't have to say it. First of all, if someone really loves you, they know it and you know it, and words simply diminish the fire of that love. I love you. No need. Your eyes are telling me everything. Your posture, your eyes, your seva, your movements, your activities, your actions in relationship to me, they tell me everything. You don't have to tell me you love me. There are more ways to speak besides words. Krishna speaks in thousands of ways without using words. He speaks through the mind. He speaks through the heart. He speaks through surrender. So we have a whole gamut of transcendental ahamta and a whole gamut of transcendental mamta. We have another world. We have my home and my friends and my engagement and my place and my fun spots. Like someone might say to someone, you live in Delhi. You live in Delhi. What are your fun spots? My fun spots means where you like to go, where do you go to dance, where do you go to play the set, sports field, walk, jog, meet your friends, what malls do you shop in? Oh, my mall is this is the other thing. Oh, that mall, no, you should come to my mall. People talk like that. Oh, your mall is no good. You should come to Gurgaon. It's multiplex, 29 stories high. 29 stories, my mall, everything. Oh, your mall, wow. My mall. What is this, my, that's your mall. The word M-A-L-L means like some shopping center, big store. But in Hindi, it's a mall, which was in the verse yesterday. Mall means dirt. Mall. Like we have some soap powder called Nirmal. Nirmal means no dirt. Yes? So, come to my mall. Come see my mall. I can see your mall. Your mall is your dirt. Your dirt is your illusion. Your dirt is your misconception. It's not your mall. It's a mall. It's the mall. It doesn't belong to you. You don't own it. But because you got attached to it and you projected your feelings and sensations of mamta towards that stupid building and glass, you think, it's my mall. My M-block market. This is my... Hey, watch out. Don't offend my market. I've been shopping there for 79 years. M-block market. I know it's getting a little dilapidated and a little old, but I'm attached. I must go there. This is misconception. This is dirt. Illusion is dirt. Misconception, because it creates so much problems. So we're begging everyone and concluding the class with attain knowledge. Come out of the darkness, attain transcendental knowledge, and find out who we really are. And who is the real... We have misplaced aham and misplaced mama. Find the real you, aham, and find the real mamata. Every single devotee has his Krishna. I have my Krishna. You have your Krishna. And that's exactly how it is in the spiritual world. For every single guru and group of disciples, there is one Radharani and one Krishna and Astrashakis. They have their own, everything, unique. This is told by the Acharyas. It's not that there's one Radha and Krishna and 50 million people. Gee, I got a number yesterday. My number is 10,050. 10,050 days from now, I get a chance to offer this garland that I made today. I get a chance. Oh, hello! We're calling out number 10,050. Oh, pure devotee, you have your siddhadeya. Oh, spiritual body, this is the spiritual world. 10,050. Who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Raise your hand. And then way back, 10 miles in the back, someone raises their hand. Yes, come forward. Offer your garland. Here's your lucky day. It's not like that at all. That's all Aishwarya. It's not at all like that. There's Prabhupada and Bhakti Sananta, Bhaktivinoda, his group, and then the disciples with him. That's one parivar. Sakhi parivar. Or if Prabhupada has his Sakharup, there's a Sakha Parivar. And they have their Krishna Balaram, they have their Radha and Krishna, they have their Jamuna, they have everything. This is exactly how it is. It's not different than this. It's very personal. Intimate. You will massage Radharani's feet. You will offer a garland to Radharani. If you have Guru Agya. Guru relationship with Guru is eternal. The same Guru eternally. And go on internet, there's a big discussion about this. But there's so many verses that prove that whatever Guru gives you diksha, that's your Guru eternally. Jami Jami Prabhu say. Shri Guru Prabhu, you are my master, Jami Jami. Narottam Das Thakur, who wrote this bhajan, Guru Vandanam, Shri Guru Vandanam, the prayer to Shri Guru, he's not simply making some Kavi Alankar. It's not simply ornamental poetic language. It's not some sentiment like we tell our lover. Oh, my lover, I'll love you life after life. Oh, you're my everything. I cannot live without you. I will love you life after life.
Huh?
Oh, God, I hope not. I mean, oh, yeah, sure. So we may think, because that's our mundane frame of reference, interpersonal dealings in this world, so we may think he's writing that, oh, guru is like some projection of wish upon wish. And, no, it is the fact. Narottama is speaking tattva. This is tattva. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, many, many shlokas are there on the internet. You can look up on Google. Is the eternality of guru shishya, eternal relationship, or even go different ways. Big discussion. Because sometimes even we discuss it like that because we weren't feeling that. Because some people resent that it's a tattva. The guru is like a tattva. Then this guru that you have this life, then you have another guru to represent that tattva to save you, but it's a different jiva, it's a different person. No, Prabhupada said, they said, Prabhupada, in the beginning days, they said, Srila Prabhupada, are you our guru eternally? And Prabhupada said, yes. And then the disciples said, well, Prabhupada, what happens if Prabhupada, if we don't like make it, if we don't like surrender fully in this life, and we don't actually become pure devotees and shuddhaman and pure mind and become premis, if we don't become premis, anartanivriti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhav and prem, it's a long way to perfection. And maybe in this life we don't make it. What will happen? We take another birth and what happens? He said, if you take another birth, I will come back. I will come back to save you. This is an eternal contract, guru shishya. But then Prabhupada said, but don't make me come back. Prabhupada said, don't make me come back. Don't be nonsense shishya. Don't be stupid disciple. Be pakka. First class. Like sometimes you ask people, how's it going? First class. You go to a native place and you meet some computer guy. How's everything? Oh, first class. They have these different expressions that come in and out with the fashion. Oh, everything. Buddy-a. Usually say buddy-a, but now it's everyone speaking English. They say, oh, buddy-a. Bill Cool. Now you say, first class. You've heard it? You've never heard it? Must have heard. So we should be first class Krishna Dasi. First class Krishna Das. First class Guru Das. First class Guru Dasi. Shuddha Bhakta. Shuddha Bhakta Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakta Seva Paramasiddhi Premalati Karamula Premalata Mula. The root of the creeper of Prema, Premalata Mula. What is that root, that mula? Is seva, guru seva. Serve the guru with mind, body, words, heart, love, feelings, sentiments, everything. My guru, my Srila Prabhupada. I have my Srila Prabhupada. Guru Bhai has his Srila Prabhupada. I have my Jagannath. He has his Jagannath. I have my Radharani. He has his Radharani. It is personal. Like if you have your lover, you say, yes, she is my lover. And if your friend comes along and says, guess what? She's my lover too. Hey? What? Hey? She's my lover. Oh yeah? She's my lover. Then, boom! She was your lover. She's my lover now. Sorry, pal. Bye. So don't be in an Indian movie. Live at the lotus feet of Guru. Live every moment. Live every moment at the lotus feet of Guru. Breathe for Guru. Think for Guru. Speak for Guru. Act for Guru. Now and eternally. In this deha, I am the servant of my Guru. My body belongs to my Guru. All rights reserved. Copyright. Srila Prabhupada. Copyright 1975, Srila Prabhupada. This edition. That edition. Copyright 1967. 68. Pujapad. Srila Bhakta Madhurya Govinda Swami Maharaj. He was initiated in 1968. Diksha from Srila Prabhupada Ki. So my body is copyrighted 1975. This is copyright 1968. He owns full rights to publishing. Anyone who tries to photocopy, you know, there's that little thing they write in the front of it. And if you try to Xerox me, you try to photocopy me, you try to take my lines, if you take my jokes, then you'll be sued by the owner of the copyright. Try to understand who is the real aham, and who is where to put your ahamta, and where to put your mamata. At the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas. Bhats. If you do that, if we do that, we also are included. If we do that, then we will all attain Krishna Prem in this very life by the mercy of Guru and the holy name. And we will realize our individual spiritual body, my beautiful body, as a coward boy, as a coward girl, to live eternally in Braja Dham, serving the lotus feet of Radharani and Krishna and Balaram and all the beautiful people there, the real beautiful people, the real loving people, the dedicated, selfless people that live in the spiritual world. That is my home, not this pit called, this is a pit, a stool pit. Delhi is a stool pit. America is a stool pit. Nothing more. We think it's so grand and so wonderful and so glorious. This is all illusion. And I'll close on one funny story to show you how thick the illusion is, how thick the wrong ahamta and mamta can be. We are covered by illusion, two branches of illusion, ahamta and mamata. Every single human being, except for the mukta jiva. The mukta jiva is free, but he still has ahamta and mamta because that's primordial. That's the original nature of the atma. Aham, I am Krishna Das. Mamta, my lord, my lover, my protector, my everything is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This is true. Nitya ahamta. Nitya mamata. Anything else is a illusion, a misconception, misunderstanding. So this is the story. Once Lord Indra, Swargapati, Lord Indra, everyone's heard of Indra, the king of heaven, so powerful, so wealthy, so influential, such a big enjoyer, Nanda Kanan Gardens, dancing girls, music, Chapan Bhog, Power, influence, fame, name, Indra, Lord of the rain and lightning bolts and all these things. He has so many beautiful women, Urvasi, Tilottama, Ramba. He was playing around with some rishi's wife. And the rishi cursed him, gave him a sap. Sap? Shot. Shop. Indra, you're a dirty-minded person. You're so dirty. Mal mind. Mal man. You have your mal. You're a mal. You want to go to the mal. Want to go to the mal. You have mal. You're a mal man. You're so dirty-minded. You enjoyed my wife. I curse you because you're so dirty and filthy. You're so dirty and filthy. I curse you to become a pig. Become a sewer and live in a sewer. In Hindi, I think pig means sewer. And in English, there's a gutter, you say a nali. You have a nali, means an open gutter. And if it's full of stool and all these things, it's in America, it's called sewer, S-E-W-E-R. Interesting, when you're caught between two languages. Because if you combine the Hindi with the English, the sewer is in the sewer. Sewer meaning pig, hog, pig. He has his nose in the sewer eating the stool. So I get some humorous when I hear that someone. I say, "What is that?" I say, "Ye kya hai," because that's how I try to learn Hindi. I say, "What ye kya hai?" Oh, that's sewer. Sewer. I start laughing. Sewer. But he's in the pig is in the sewer. It's very because actually Sanskrit is the basis of all language. So the word sewer means stool. And what are pigs all about? Pigs are all about eating stool. So meanwhile, back to Indra. Indra's cursed, you go to earth and become a pig. So Indra came to earth and he became a pig. Indra became a pig. Sewer. Abhi Indra Badme Sewer. Namaste. The shop. Shop. So now that jiva that was formerly Indra is in the body of a sewer or a pig, he fully believes to the 100%, 120%, he believes his ahamta, I am sewer. Aham sewer. That's all he knows. And he was a very pious pig. So he got a very beautiful wife. And because he was so pious, he was blessed with 16 children. Because if you have good piety, you have a Janmaishvarya, Janmaishvarya Shutashibir. If you have very punya karma, you get knowledge, and beautiful body, money, influence, nice wife, nice family. But if you have bad karma, you don't even get married, and don't even get, or maybe good karma. Depends on how you look at it. But materially, if you can't, you want to get married and you can't, that's bad karma. And you want children and you can't, that's bad karma. Papa foul. So Indra had all good karmas. But he's a pretty good guy. So now his mamta, what is he thinking? He was thinking this beautiful dreamboat of a wife in the form of Mrs. Pig. She is my wife. Look at her beautiful hips. Oh, and look at her little feet. So nice. Her little hoofs. And look at her little curly tail. And she has such a beautiful nose. It's really beautiful. Looks like some movie star from Hollywood. Look at her. Look at the shape of her nostrils. You know, this is the nostril, the opening, you know. Look at the shape of my wife. I every time I see her, I'm so fortunate. I count my stars. I have such a beautiful, and when I go out with my wife, when I go down to the mall, when my wife, Mrs. Pig, when she holds my arm and we go into the mall, all the other Mr. Pigs in the mall, they look at my wife. They go, wow. Look at that pig has a really, she's really beautiful. So I feel so proud. I lift my little tail up in the air. My ears kind of perk up a little bit. It's my wife. And then my house, oh, you should see the bungalow I have. You won't believe it. My husband is working overseas. He made big time money in America. So he came back to GK1 and we made a 25 crore house. So Indra, he has this fantastic house. Unbelievable where Indra the pig and his my wife pig live. It's in the middle of a cate. You know cate? It's in the middle of a field. And it's a kind of a big hole. It's a big hole like this in the middle of the field. And it's full of mud. Lots of mud and mitti, and it's all wet. That's the palace of Mr. Pig. But it's very big. It's not an ordinary house. It's a very, very big hole and lots of mud. So he's like one of the most opulent pigs in the village. So he thinks this is my home and my house. And he's very attached. Now, the 1 year of that curse was over. Brahma came down and said, "Listen, Mr. Pig, Mrs. Pig, pranams, Mr. Pig, dandavat, and all little piggies, here's some mahaprasad." So he gave some mahaprasad to all little piggies. He said, "My dear Mr. Pig, I beg to inform you, You are not a pig. You are not a pig. You are Indradev. The curse is over. You can come with me. Get on my swan carrier. I will take you back to your post as the Prime Minister of the Universe. The Jagat PM. He's the JPM. You may be the PM, but he's the JPM. Jagat Prime, or was it Pradhan Mantri? Right? Jagat, you say the full thing. Jagat Pradhan Mantri Indradev Ki. So he is in charge. This is your post. Dancing, women, money, gold. You have a solid gold Maserati. Solid gold Maserati waiting up there. That's all yours, Indra. So come on now. No, I don't want to go there. Look at my wife is so beautiful. How can I leave her? And I am so dashing and handsome. Look at my mustache. And did you see my tail? Brahma, look at my tail. It's one of the best looking pigtails in town. Like ladies have pigtail, you know? They have pigtail, little pigtail. Ponytail, pig. So look at my pigtail. It's so many ladies compliment me on my piggy tail. I don't want to go to heaven. I don't want to be Indra. Whoever that Indra is, look at my beautiful house. I mean, this cost, you know, I worked hard. I got this 20 crore mud hole. Your 20 crore bungalow is nothing but a mud hole. It's a big mud hole in the middle of Friends Colony. It's nothing compared to my home at the banks of Radhakund in the spiritual world. This is my home, glittering with transcendental gems and beautiful ecstatic feelings. So Indra is totally attached to a Ahamta pig's body and Mamta wife and family and home and country. So then what does Brahma do? Brahma takes his hand and he says, he slaps Indra in the face. He says, "You stupid, wake up." And all of a sudden, Indra woke up. And he took him on his, and they became Indra again. The curse is over, and he took him back. So all of us are like pigs. We're all cursed. We're all cursed. We've all been cursed by Maya. Cursed by illusion. And we're all operating under this misconception of aham and mamata. That I am Punjabi, I am American, I am young, I am man, I am woman, I am fat, I am thin, I am beautiful, I am ugly, I am rich, I am poor, I am middle class. And mama, my home, my deli, my this, my that, my car, my job, my boss, my business, my property, is all illusion. Just like Indra, thinking he was a pig. Totally attached, totally identifying. And Brahma came along. Brahma is the Adi Guru. Brahma came along and slapped him. What did he slap him with? Sadhuti. Sadhu. Sadhu means to cut. Cut the maya. Cut the illusion. So Brahma slapped him, which represents he gave him transcendental knowledge. He gave him Atmatattva Vigyan. Wake up. Tamasimam Jyotirgama. You are not the body. This is not your home. Your home is Goloka Vrindavan. And the groves and forests and glens and lakes and rivers and beautiful pasture grounds of Vrindavan, the country, the beautiful country. Any rich man, the first thing he does is buys a country house to get out of the hell of Delhi. Helly, smelly Delhi. No one says, "Oh, guess what? You know, I made a lot of money, so I built a farmhouse." Oh really? Where did you build your farmhouse? I built it in Chandni Chowk. Ridiculous, right? Also impossible. There's no land. Would anyone build a farmhouse in Chandni Chowk? Of course not. You go out to the countryside. Vrindavan is the ideal, desirable place. It is nothing but countryside. Beauty, natural beauty, sweetness, charm, satisfaction, healthy. Health-giving, peaceful, beautiful. This is Vrindavan. This is my home. So as Brahma woke up Indra from his curse, devotees go around waking up all the cursed human beings. Wake up. I am a beautiful spiritual person. And I have a beautiful spiritual body. And my lover is God, Krishna, and Radha. And my place is there, and I'm going there. Please come with me. Take these mantras. Give up this stool pit. Give up this stool pit of Delhi and Mumbai and New York and Moscow. Come with me. Follow me. Surrender. Guru Pada Shraya. Sadhu Vartmanovartate. Sadhu Vartmanovartate. Sadhu Vartma. Follow the path of the Acharyas. Sadhu Vartman. Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. This is the Panta, the Mukti Panta, the Prem Panta, Prem City. We don't want Mukti, we want Prem. We want happiness, divine love. This is what we're presenting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving everyone a chance. Realize your spiritual body. Experience the loving embrace of Krishna and your individual sarup and your individual sthayi bhav and ras and loving mellow with God. Let go of all these pigs and piglets and pygmies. All these, let go. Come with me. Jump. Do it. Right? They have all these phrases. Do it. Nike, do it. The Guru is saying, do it. Surrender. Now. Sharanagati. Sarvadharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishmi mahashuchaha. Says Braja. Braja, this verse says, Sarvadharma Pratija, Mam Ekam Sharanam. Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. The word Braja means to move, to go, because Braja Dham. It's called Braja Dham. Sri Dham, Brindam, and Braja Dham. Braja Dham means that everybody's always moving. They're moving to the sound of the Murlidhar. Krishna's playing his flute. The cows are dancing. The gopis are dancing. The gopas are dancing. The mothers are dancing. Everyone's dancing and moving. Braja. Braja means movement. Braja means the dynamic, ever ecstatic movements of prema. This is Braja. And Krishna's saying, drop all this nonsense and come to Braja. Surrender to me. Make me your only shelter. Ekam mam sharanam braja. This is Gita. Gita is Vrindavan. Gita means Vrindavan. This is the conclusion. Krishna came from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra and spoke Gita. He went to Kurukshetra and said, come to Vrindavan. But you have so many other shelters. Durashray. False shelters. Woman, sex, money. It's all false. Krishna's telling. Come with me. This verse means come to Braj. This is the Siddhanta, the Prayojan of Gita Prayojan. The ultimate conclusion of Gita. No other shelter. Insurance policies. Big fat money. Investments. My father was a millionaire. Where is he now? Where is his property, his power, his influence? When I was 5-7 years old, I would go to school in an Aston Martin. You know what an Aston Martin is? You know, James Bond? So what? What does it mean? Nothing. You can imagine in America, going to school, that's my parents are the richest family in town. We had the biggest property. Everybody else had a Ford and a Chevrolet. We had Porsches and Jaguars. What is it? It's nothing. But Prabhupada saved me. He gave me Gita. He said, come to Vrindavan. He said, Prabhupada said, I'm from Vrindavan. Why don't you come with me, live in Vrindavan? I said, all right, let's go. Prabhupada gave us Vrindavan. Gave us Radha and Krishna. What more? Orkuch. You say in India, Orkuch. What more? You want a bigger job, a better car, better house? What is this? This is stool. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Vancha Kopa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Radha Pardasarati ki jai, Shri Gorni Tai ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Iskan New Delhi ki jai. Tai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Vol.